That's good. I like this game.
Ricky?
Yeah?
Your father's come to see you.
Huh?
Come in, David.
Oh, hi, Ricky. How's my boy?
I just hit one from about here all the way over there. Want to play?
Oh, not right now, no. Ricky...
Want to play?
We just leave him. He gets involved in these games. He likes marble very much, as you know. Come on.
Okay. Bye, Ricky. Sometimes I find it hard to believe that I bred that.
He's your son.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, how much dough do you need now? I can't go on paying out so much, I mean.
You want your wife to know, huh?
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness.
Curtains for a curtain.
Passing and end defense game, these boys have earned their win. There's Krinitsky coming off the field now, the hero of the match, surrounded by fans. There's Coach Wilson. You can see for yourself the crowd down there. It's been a great game, a really great...
Jerks. Now I can see to mix myself a double rye. You drinking?
I have no sorrows to bury.
We had the game, Lee. We had it right there in front of my eyes. I was watching it. And what happens?
UCLA mess up a block. Krinitsky gets a pass. It's a carryover. Game ends. Texas wins.
And I drink. It beats me you had a TV set installed here in the apartment.
To entertain colleagues who like gridiron.
Thanks. And thanks again. I think I'll shove, Lee. Sorry, I punched a hole in the rye.
Also for colleagues. Give some thought to Pete Rilson, Johnny, before you go to sleep.
Sure. Somehow, I don't think he did organize the hijacking, though.
Your coat?
Yeah. Okay, I know. It makes a noise when I put it on. Flapper Bridges, they call me. See you in the morning. I'll call around same time as usual.
Okay. Night.
See you. Can you beat it? Right there on time, and we had the game buttoned up. Where the heck are the keys? Yeah, okay. I'm going to kill the Krinitsky. Send him a time bomb in the mail.
Are you usually so bloodthirsty, Mr. Bridges? Who's Krinitsky?
A gridiron player. I've just been watching a rerun of the game today. Who are you? How do you know me?
I watched you come out of your office today. The other man, that's Lee Masters, isn't it? I'm Linda Grierson.
Uh-huh,
I was going to come up to your office, but I didn't want to be seen. I followed you where they got out the restaurant while you ate and followed you back here.
Well, we got here an hour and a half ago.
I was happy to wait, Mr. Bridges. I'd like you to arrange something, you see. I don't want to come to your office, and I can't be seen going up to Mr. Masters' apartment. Someone might be watching.
And they, whoever they are, won't be right now watching?
No, not here. I parked my car way up the street. You see, I want to talk to Mr. Masters. I need help.
Along what lines?
Oh, I'll tell him. I'll tell you both. If we can meet somewhere, can you please fix it?
What's it all about?
I want someone killed, Mr. Bridges.
Mm-hmm. do it.
Oh, like I said before, you've come to quite the wrong
people. We don't understand. You talk of justice. You're supposed to be there upholding justice.
Look.
That's your job, isn't it? Can you know what it's like? I've seen him. Him. David went off once. I followed him. He went to Central Park. He was met by a woman and...
You got close to them? Well, Linda?
No, I didn't, but I have eyes. If you won't do it, I will. You hear me? I will!
Murder the young man your husband believes is his son?
Yes!
Why?
I told you why! Because David is eating his heart out. I heard him on the phone once. I shouldn't have done it, but I listened in. He was trying to talk to... It was useless, of course. Then the phone went down. I put the connection down, too, and I walked to the door. My husband was sitting at the phone. He was crying.
Oh, tough.
What kind of a man are you to say that?
A man in the FBI, Mrs. Grisham. And we do stand for justice and the law. I think maybe you and your husband should have a nice little talk. If he's a man, well, he's just got to go on putting up with it. After all, he spawned the child.
Shouldn't have come to you. I can hire someone, you know.
Now, don't be foolish.
What do I do then?
You pull yourself together, that's what you do. You stop acting hysterical. You want some more advice? You get together with your husband. Okay, so he's had an affair. A child was born, a boy, imbecilic, you say. Does that matter? If you loved your husband enough to stick with him, knowing about the affair, stick with him now. See it through together.
And the Lonely Hearts column is closing for the night. See you out, Mrs. Grierson.
I think I hate you both.
We'll live. I'll see you downstairs to your car.
Oh, don't bother.
It isn't. See you, Lee.
Kate.
Now, this way out.
Why did you take me up to him?
You wanted to see Lee Masters. You saw him. And it's not often we get a request to bump someone off. Come on.
I'm a fool, aren't I? I just couldn't think of another way. David is suffering a great deal, you see. And I do love him, despite everything.
Sure.
I think the trouble is we have no children. He's always wanted children. Boys especially, you see.
Yeah. Let's get down to the car, huh?
Had some off requests in my life, but this... She's overwrought, of course. Grierson. No, the name doesn't ring a bell. From the sound of her voice, she was tall, quite heavy, attractive. Wears an expensive perfume. High class. Grierson. Could be a fake name.
Can I get some sleep, Mrs. Grierson?
An educated voice. I wonder.
If you feel like just talking, you can call us. You got the number there?
Yeah, sure.
And he said the Lonely Hearts column was closed for the night.
Good night.
Good night. That car's coming down the road too fast.
Johnny, get there fast.
She's not badly hurt, just a broken leg and bruising.
Well, that's fine, Doc. Now, you keep shtum about this, see? No talking to the press. Not that I think they'll come along.
Well, of course, Lee, anything you say. She stays in under the name Grierson?
Sure. Not that it's a real name, but that's neither here nor there at the moment. We'll call you.
Okay, now, if you want some coffee, it's in the corridor.
Come on, Johnny. Woman. Buxom?
Yeah. All the untired. You should be, too.
Expensive perfume. Expensive jewelry. You could hear it. It didn't sound tinny. She spoke well.
Who comes to us with a crazy request and pulls out into a passing car. Her mind wasn't on driving, that's for sure.
A telephone nearby?
Over there at the desk to one side.
Let's go there. All right, pick it up, Johnny, before anyone else grabs it.
Yeah? You want a line?
Please. Who exactly am I calling?
Mrs. Grierson, she said. A fake name. Mentioned her husband's Christian name, David. And it's a lie and the truth intermingled.
Lee, who am I phoning?
David and a wife like that? I got it. You didn't recognize her, Johnny?
No, I mean, who
no
is...
No wonder she doesn't want publicity. Put the phone down. Let me think this out. You know who she is? Senator David Curtin's wife. Must be. New York society queen. Put the phone down.
Oh, are you sure? Yeah, okay.
Look in the directory. Get his number. I want to call him. Tell him his wife's here at this hospital.
Is that all?
And that an hour ago, someone tried to bump her off.
Oh, boy, 2 a.m. in the morning. What gives, huh?
Something odd, but readable.
And what the heck does that mean?
Exactly how it sounded.
Now, can't we call a guy in the morning? I need my sleep. And no crime's been committed. That dame comes here with a crazy story, gets her car smashed into, she lands up in hospital, so?
Try his number again, Johnny. They're running a late re-showing of the Rose Bowl game. 3 a.m., and I got plenty of coffee.
Thanks. Just where is the Senator Lee? Where is he?
Who is it?
Dave. Let me in, honey.
What gives at this time of day? I mean night.
Morning, actually. Close the door, hon. And I've been walking around doing some serious thinking.
Got a smoke?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here.
Thanks.
And...
Well?
Like, I think Ricky can be cured. I know we've gone over it a dozen times, but I want him taken to a medical institution.
Over my dead body.
Now, why won't you agree? Well, he's my boy, my son, our child. Okay, we've kept it secret, but that doesn't disguise the fact that he's a living human being, even if he is stupid and slow. I know we've talked about it. I've made up my mind. I'm coming along tomorrow. I mean, later today. I can get a good doctor for him. In time to boil
the... Are you out of your mind? He can't be cured. And anyway, what do we do? Enter him somewhere under a strange name?
We invent a name. We invent a story. Yeah,
no.
We do that. He's your flesh and blood, too, and sometimes you're so hard-boiled that... Well, I'm going to do it.
Over my...
Dead body. Yeah, I know. I heard you say that. And the decision is mine, you know. I won't this time brook any argument. My mind's made up.
No. You listen to
my
me.
My turn to say no. You asleep?
Yeah.
I want to go see him.
Come back here.
Ricky, you sleeping, boy?
I won't have you end up hearing. I won't...
Shut
have
up!
You...
Ricky? Rick?
Hi.
I wake you up, boy?
No, I wasn't sleeping. Dreaming. Funny things. You ever see marbles in the sky like big watermelons?
No, son, I haven't. Rick, tomorrow we're going to see someone, a doctor.
You sick?
No one's sick. Ricky, I want you to see a friend of mine, a doctor. He'll make you really well, and you can walk properly and talk properly and get about more. You'd like that, huh?
Yeah. Hey, can I play a game now? It's morning, isn't it?
I think not right now, Ricky. Look, your mom will help you get dressed. And you should come with me right now. I've got a car downstairs. You know how you like cars, going in them? And I'm taking the boy with me now. So what are we, Dr. Felix, at 3 in the morning? So what?
He is not leaving here.
Now listen, Ann.
He is not leaving.
Hey, that's a gun. I seen one of them somewhere in a window. Christmas time. Gee.
Ann, listen.
David. Please go home. Ricky stays here with me. He is not going to any institution.
But maybe cure it,
Anne.
That's
just what I don't...
I don't get this. I just don't understand.
Can I have a look again, please? Please. All nice, shiny. My... mob.
Ricky! Ricky! He's dead. You shot him.
It was an accident. We'll have to get rid of the body.
You say that just like that. Put that gun away. I'll fix this somehow.
I'm going. I'll pack a few things and I'm going.
Anne! Anne!
I just don't know where he is, sir.
He used to call on someone and get to see her. I don't mean Mrs. Curtin. Did a woman come here ever?
Not that I know of, sir.
Did he ever say he was going somewhere to see someone? Did a woman call here over the past year? She must have called on the phone many times.
Well, I don't exactly listen into the senator's call, sir.
No butler I know of doesn't know more than he says he does. Now, this is serious, Jefferson. The senator is missing. Mrs. Curtin is in hospital. You know who we are. FBI. Well?
It ain't none of my business.
Give.
Well, woman has made phone calls, yes. Often. She called first, about 12 months back. The senator didn't want no one to say to know. Least of all her. Mrs. Curtin, I mean, sir.
What number? I'm damn sure you watched or heard the senator call this woman on more than one occasion. You know the number.
I actually heard him say it once, sir, to himself. I was passing by the room.
What was it?
Let me think a bit, sir. Yeah, this the number.
Out there. His wife could have given us the number.
What makes you think she knew it, Johnny?
She knew one heck of a lot.
But not that.
Hold on. Yeah, you think she was on the level?
Yeah, I do. That crazy request of hers to us and all.
Seems like. So, what's the senator doing?
Don't know. I just sense danger is all.
Lee, you think Mrs. Curtin would kill?
She would try, maybe. Or try and get someone to do it for her. She wants a child, too, Johnny. A boy more than anything. Senator Curtin wants a boy. Must have broken her heart knowing that he had a son. An imbecile. When, with luck, she might have given him one.
Around this corner and up. But why want to kill the kid?
Just as you get rid of sick animals sometimes. She was suffering for herself and for her husband. Each time he slipped out to see the other dame and the child. A sick, distorted suffering, sure. But grievous. And, of course, she was jealous, too.
Now, that's the block there. Hill Heights.
That's what the operator told you, huh? The address for the number the butler gave us.
Yeah.
All right, let's go there.
I don't think I've had so much activity in a long time. And a crime hasn't been committed yet.
Someone tried to run Mrs. Curtin down, remember?
Who?
I'd say the dame Curtin had the affair with, the mother of the sick boy.
Why?
I don't know yet. Hang on. I heard a car door down the street. Take a look, huh?
Just ahead of the entrance to the block. Yeah, a guy standing next to a car. He's on his own, looking back this way. About 40 yards off.
Huh. Well, let's go say hello to the senator.
Linda, my wife came to you to ask that Ricky be killed? Why? I didn't even know she knew.
Even your butler knew. The dame you had an affair with came to light with the boy a year ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And you had this affair 17 years back. Suddenly she produces your child, You didn't even question it after so long?
No. No, I wanted to accept it. Even as Ricky was. Can you understand that?
And this dame, when the boy reached out his hand for the gun, just pulled the trigger just like that?
After you'd said you wanted Ricky treated, cured maybe. Didn't it strike you as odd that she didn't want him cured?
Why, no, no. But his death was an accident.
She came from out of town, huh? Has no car. Now she wants to be lost in a crowd. Yeah, I think she'll take a train out.
I said Ricky's death was an accident.
You think so, Senator Curtin?
She is going to take a train out?
Seems like. How much were you paying her, Senator?
$1,000 every 3 weeks or so.
That's big money.
You know, I don't believe it possible that...
That she conned you? Don't ask me where she got a sick, moronic kid. Off the streets, maybe. But she got him. And came to you. Presented you with your son and asked for lots of maintenance.
Well, then, why not earlier? Before now?
You've only just gotten to the top, Senator. In politics. And in the money.
She tried to kill Linda, huh?
Yeah, I think she was wary, obviously. Followed your wife once or twice. And earlier last night saw her on a street corner talking to Johnny. Then came up to my apartment.
Yeah, she probably thought your wife was talking to a couple of private dicks or something.
Who would blow her story. Take away her meal ticket. Just as your wife wanted to do. Unconsciously, deep in her mind... I think your wife knew it was a take.
Well, yeah, all these commuters, I don't think... Wait a bit.
It pays not to think, Johnny. Where?
Over there. Senator. Yeah. There she's standing alone. That the dame, the description fits. At the ticket office there.
Yeah, it is. Now, please, let me talk to her.
No. Johnny, stay here with the senator.
Why?
Straight ahead, Lee, at the office.
Okay. Excuse me.
Dollar bill.
Oh.
Here's your ticket.
Can I have just a ticket, about please? Here. Anne Tayfield.
What do you want?
Anne, you know it's fatal in more ways than one to bump off a meal ticket. What did you think, huh? That Ricky might be cured, might remember something when cured, about how you picked him up somewhere, huh?
You... No! No!
She ran from you right under the wheels of a train.
Yeah. Linda Curtin asked for a kind of justice, if I remember. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.